Reading Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement are pretty easy. If you want to send me a message, you want to interact with the program, the number's 33103 on your message app. Just use keyword Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. If you want to engage on social media, go follow me on X. That's at Michael Brown USA. And then do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. The podcast is The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit the subscribe button when you find that, and that will download all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. And by the way, if you'd like to listen to the weekday program, you can listen to that on your iHeart app also. Just search for 630 KHOW in Denver, 630 KHOW out of Denver. I broadcast every Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. So in another example of how everything that, you know, we talked in the hour, in second, beginning of the second hour, we talked about how there was just so much going on, like a missile shooting out of a silo somewhere, that Trump was just, you know, bam, 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 executive order, and, you know, we were getting nominations done, and everything was beginning to just happen full speed ahead. And then it kind of seemed like, slowed down or something. Well, one, it did slow down a little bit because we ran into the barrage of court decisions and temporary restraining orders. But not everything slowed down. Remember the markets? And how the markets were seesawing up and down, and they were crazy. We had no, people were like, oh, my gosh, he's going to completely destroy the economy. These tariffs are going to be awful. What are we going to do? Well, Trump always said that, particularly when it came to the Chinese, because he sees the Chinese Communist Party, he sees Xi Jinping, as much as he calls him, you know, he's my good friend, and we know each other very well. My guess is he actually despises the guy. But he has to treat him, you know, he has to treat him like the little fragile doll that he is, because he's the head of the Chinese Communist Party, which is falling apart right now. And their entire economy is falling apart. So Trump starts ratcheting up the tariffs. And everybody goes into panic. Oh, my gosh. I saw a headline, store shelves are going to be empty in the next 3 weeks. And your iPhone, instead of $800, is going to cost you $3,000. And everything's going to, you know, it's just everything's going to be bad. Well, guess what? The Chinese Communist Party is now reevaluating its tariffs on American goods and are planning to possibly exempt certain critical imports. Why? Because their concerns over supply chain interruptions caused by the increasing trade barriers between China and the U.S. appear to be the impetus for their tariff walk back. Michael Hartz, who's the president of the American Chamber of Commerce in China, revealed in a speech in Beijing yesterday, suggesting that the Chinese Commerce Ministry was communicating with the country's manufacturers to so they could determine what U.S. imports are indispensable and at risk from the tariff barriers. He said this in a speech. There are some companies who have said that if a long-term tariff war continued, their business model would not work in China and we could see them exit. We shared that with the Chinese government because they are, of course, trying to foster foreign direct investment. Did you hear that? I didn't hear it. The cabal didn't report it because they want you to believe that some, I find it, I was going to say I find it mind-boggling, but I shouldn't. That the cabal wants you to believe that for whatever reason that we're being mean to China or that we're not going to be able to buy Christmas toys if we have these tariffs on China. Because the cabal is more concerned about cozying up to the Chinese Communist Party than it is about our own national security or our own economic security. And so, of course, you don't hear about this. Earlier this month, Beijing announced that it would stop accepting delivery of American-made Boeing airplanes and parts. Now, why? Well, that was probably aimed at harming the U.S.-based aerospace giant, Boeing, and American manufacturing in general. The move, which was backed by Xi Jinping, the president and the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party, could likely cause significant disruption to China's domestic aviation industry and then increase safety concerns as the airlines in China would be forced to turn to refurbished and aftermarket parts. So, again, unless you're reading deep, deep into the financial pages of the Wall Street Journal, you probably didn't hear about that. But the intended effect is taking place. And as when Trump says, I've got China backed into a corner, or when his spokespeople say, we've got China backed into a corner, and they're in the weaker position, there's the proof. There's the examples. You know, there's another, among others, but among the critical sectors in China that could see tariff relief or just even outright exemptions, maybe in life-saving pharmaceuticals or healthcare equipment. Because the Chinese healthcare system is already experiencing a strain under their country's 1.4 billion or whatever it is people, and they have a lack of access to critical medical devices and drugs that could probably end up exacerbating their problems. All of that's going on right under our noses. Trump knows it. Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent knows it. Peter Navarro and the trade reps know it. But they don't want you to know it. But there's another place that knows this, and I think that's why the markets have calmed down, and that's Wall Street. Wall Street knows it too. The strategic reassessment, I think would be the right word, the strategic reassessment that they're undergoing arises in the context of all these heightened trade tensions and everybody's screaming and, you know, everybody's hair's on fire. Marked by our recent tariff increase on over half of China's exports to this country, now at, I think, 145%. Well, that ongoing trade spat presents substantial challenges not to us, but to China's surplus-style economy that crucially depends on export performance. They can't export. Their economy, which is already on the verge of collapsing, probably actually does collapse. So again, when all you do is consume news from the cabal, you're obviously going to get an anti-Trump perspective. Trump doesn't know what he's doing. He's crazy. He's got to figure out what's he really going to do with these tariffs. And Trump's just sitting back. He doesn't smoke, but I can see him sitting back, his feet up on the Resolute desk, smoking a big stogie, and just kind of laughing because everybody else is running around with their hair on fire, and he knows precisely what he's doing. He may not be the most articulate guy in the world. He may say some stupid stuff. He's the perfect troll. He's the perfect meme creator. By the way, speaking of following me on X, have you seen the photo of him and Zelensky meeting? I think it was the Sistine Chapel, but they're meeting inside the Vatican. The way Trump, who I assume it's the White House photographer, but Trump knows precisely how to market and manage those photo ops. It's going to be an iconic photograph, whether Ukraine succumbs to Russia or Russia finally agrees to a ceasefire, whatever, that will be an iconic photograph. And Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, he's seen in a video trying to walk up to and get into that meeting between Zelensky and Trump. And Trump shakes his hand and puts his arm on him like, oh, it's good to see you, Emmanuel. How you doing? You know, but Voldemort and I are going to have a meeting here. You know, you run along now. You just run along. We're going to have our own meeting. And then the two of them sit down and the photographs take place. And it just looks like Zelensky is, well, the principal is chewing him out. The principal's being nice, not rude, not over the top, being nice, but chewing him out. And the same thing's going on with the tariffs. And Trump's just laughing the entire time that the cabal tries to convince you otherwise. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Go see that picture. You can see it on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male, billed monthly.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Saddle up, folks. The Shasta County Arts Council invites you to a night of boots, booze, and balladry at Old City Hall in downtown Redding. May 2nd, 7 to 9, dust off your boots and bandanas for an evening of cowboy poetry, toe-tapping tunes, sweet treats, and boot-kicking fun. Tickets are $50 for public and $40 for Arts Council patrons. Each ticket includes one beverage from the bar. SCAC patrons, check your email for discount code.
Reserve a spot now at ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
Yeehaw!
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Saw huzzah! That's right, join Linda and Carl Bott on Monday as we welcome the Renaissance Fair players. Let's find out what's going on at the fair, when, how, and the amount of fun you can have there. This and much more on Monday, right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to The Leaky with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. Have you ever thought about the similarity between the attacks on our Second Amendment rights and the whole, all the activists and the congregants and the Church of the Climate activists? Have you ever thought that they're actually trying to accomplish the same thing? Have you ever thought about the fact that by attacking our Second Amendment rights, which is, yes, the Second Amendment is about us being able to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That has to do with us being able to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government. And I always chuckle when the anti-gunners laugh and say, oh, you what? You guys got your AR-15s and you got a Glock 9mm or maybe you got a, you know, a 1911 or something and you think you're going to go up against a tank. You think you're going to go up against, you know, a Navy SEAL or whatever. And I'm thinking, I probably won't have to. I won't. If the nation gets to that point where civilians are taking arms up against the government, then that means that probably some unlawful orders have been issued and the military is going to split. There will be some, I don't think that many, but I think there'll be some that would follow the tyrannical government down the road to hell. But I think the vast majority of members of the military would break off and help us defend against a tyrannical government. And we always forget about the Revolutionary War. So a bunch of ragtag revolutionaries go up against, at the time, the world's greatest army and defeats them. You ever heard of guerrilla warfare? That was guerrilla warfare. And we beat the British Redcoats. So don't give me this crap about, oh, you know, I'm not looking for a fight. I'm just pointing out that that's what the Second Amendment is really about. But the Second Amendment is also preserving our right to keep and bear arms so that we can exercise our God-given natural law of self-defense. We have a God-given right to defend ourselves, our family, each other, our property against those who would, you know, rape, pillage, rob, steal, murder, whatever they would do, the thugs in the world that would take away our lives, our livelihood, our property, whatever it might be. So they are intertwined a little bit. But what about over here on this energy thing? What about the climate scam that's going on? Well, that's about control. As we talked about when we were talking about the Pope in the first hour, that's really about control. That's really about limiting where you can drive, how you get to from point A to point B, how you heat or cool your home, what kind of food you eat, how many children you can have, can you have dogs or not have dogs, can you eat meat or not eat meat. I mean, it's all about control. Well, what happens if they're both about control? What happens if, like in Colorado, they're very successfully, in the interim anyway, are very successfully attacking the Second Amendment rights of Coloradans. Well, all we have to do is look across the pond to the United Kingdom, and we can see exactly what would happen. Knife crime. Knife crime is on the rise in England and Wales. Last year, an estimated 54,587 knife crime incidents were reported. That's an increase of 2% from 2023's cases of 53,413. The Office for National Statistics released those numbers this week. Now, robberies with knives or sharp objects increased by 5%, reaching over 23,000, an increase from 2023's numbers of 22,000. And then threats to kill using knives saw a modest increase, rising 3% from 5,700 in 2023 to 5,900 last year. And the offenses are categorized as possession of an article with a blade or a point have also shown an increase. There were 28,000 of those reported in 2024 compared to 27,000 the year before that. What's the point? The point that I want to make is we'll end up in the same place. We will end up in exactly the same place, and all we have to do for everybody that tells us that, oh, we've got to, you know, we need more gun safety laws, we need more gun control laws because we got to make it safe for people. I've got a better idea. Why don't you just eliminate all criminals? Why don't you outlaw crime? Make crime a crime. Like really enforce it. The point is, someone who wants to commit a crime, whether that is an aggravated assault, a murder, you know, an injury, a rape, whatever it is, you don't need a gun. And if the anti-gunners in this country succeed, and they were able to, which I don't think they ever will, but if they were able to successfully prohibit the private possession, the individual right to keep and bear arms, then what's next? Oh, well, let's look at the UK. And we can see exactly what would happen next. And in fact, for those of you that listen from a metropolitan area, listen to the breakdown of the data shows that London, the Metropolitan Police Department in London, accounted for almost a third, 31% of the total knife offenses. They had a knife crime rate of 188 per 100,000 individuals. Now, interestingly, there's also the unintended consequences of this going on. Personal thefts substantially increased in England and Wales last year. They were up 22%. You don't need a gun. And for every time they keep telling you that all these gun laws are going to make you safer, the criminals who will always be among us, you know, it's like the Bible tells us the poor will always be among us. Well, criminals are always going to be among us. They'll just shift their modus operandi. We'll just use knives. And then if you start outlawing certain knives, we'll just start buying other knives. Hell's bells, maybe we'll just all start clubbing each other with baseball bats. The point is, don't buy into the crap that they're selling you about how they're going to make you safer. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427
800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Fowler Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in ready, focused on you.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Reading Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action. World champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Do me a favor and go follow me over on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. And remember, anytime you're listening to the program, or even when you're not, you think there's something you want to tell me, you can always send me a text message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On your message app, the number is 33103. Just use the keyword either Mike or Michael. So one of the judges, well, let me back up. Trump signed an executive order last month. And the executive order essentially required that if you want to vote at any level in this country on any issue, state, local, national, a ballot issue, whatever it is, the executive order required proof of citizenship in order to register to vote, and that was shut down. Now, I don't have a problem with that because I happen to agree with the judge. But before you go ballistic, hang on. The judge wrote, "Our Constitution entrusts Congress and the states, not the president, with the authority to regulate federal elections. Consistent with that allocation of power, Congress is even currently debating legislation that would affect many of the changes the president purports to order." I have to confess, I normally read these opinions, but this was a 120-page opinion. I don't think she needed that much. I read about the first third of it and got the gist of everything I needed to know. And yes, this judge, Coler Cotelli, is a Clinton appointee. I don't think that makes any difference, because I do think she is right here. No, but there's a but coming. I want you to be aware of that. She added this, quote, "No statutory delegation of authority to the executive branch permits the president to short-circuit Congress's deliberative process by executive order." So where'd this case come from? Well, it's the result of the consolidation of three cases filed after Trump issued his election integrity order last month. The Democrat National Committee, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries initiated one of the lawsuits. The other plaintiffs, which is where we're going to start swerving into the butt, included the League of United Latin American Citizens and the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP. So the judge blocked the citizenship provision in the executive order. She left the two other components of the directive intact. What were those? Well, one was a provision for DHS and the Department of State to provide to DOGE with data, the Department of Government Efficiency, with data that would aid it in identifying non-citizens currently on voting rolls. Well, yeah, there's no constitutional prohibition against doing that. In fact, that's going to get to the butt that I'm going to drive at in just a second. The other measure that she left intact in his executive order requires the Department of Justice to initiate legal action against state governments that ignore a Trump administration requirement that mail-in ballots be received before or on election day in order to be counted. Now, I found it interesting that this judge allowed that one to stay, because that really is, again, going back to the Constitution, that really is kind of how you conduct an election. And how we conduct elections is up to Congress and the states, not up to the executive branch. In fact, if you recall, when we have a presidential election, we're actually having 50 different state elections, which is why we're the Electoral College, so that we can balance out, you know, highly populated states with thinly populated states. That's why thinly populated states have two senators, just like California has two senators. And then you divide the House of Representatives up based upon the population. Works beautifully. Works exactly the way it's supposed to. So this idea that you can't require citizenship, which I fully agree with the judge on this one, because that's up to Congress, And that's up to the 50 different states to decide whether or not they're going to require ID to vote. Now, I believe they should require ID to vote. But again, if we're going to have a system of federalism where the federal government has limited and enumerated powers, this is a classic example where the states, and for everybody that is always looking to the federal government to fix everything, this is one of those areas where, no, you should be looking to your state legislature to fix this. The state of Colorado should require ID. The state of Texas, California, I mean, every state in the union should require ID that shows you're a citizen in order to vote in, I don't care whether it's a municipal election or it's to vote for the president. But again, that's up to states and the Congress. And then identifying data to just be able to show who is still legitimately on the voter rolls, absolutely they can do that. There's no reason to not do that. But I found it interesting that she then allowed the mandate that mail-in ballots be received before on Election Day, that those be counted. Because that seems counterintuitive to my theory, and based actually most Supreme Court decisions, that elections are conducted by the states and that Congress can set some basic standards about how those elections are conducted. So I found it interesting that she let that one stand and not the others. But let's get to the but. Because the but is about fairness in representation. There's something quietly revolutionary in the notion that in this country, the greatest constitutional republic that's ever been devised would actually allocate our political power, not according to the number of citizens, but rather by the raw number of persons who happen to reside within its borders. That would be a very basic violation of the first principles of this country, that only citizens should vote, but beyond that, that the number of congressmen that any state has should be determined by the number of citizens in that state, not the number of people, because let me take it to its logical conclusion. If we're going to count illegal aliens in California, Texas, Colorado, I don't care where it is, and we're going to count those to determine the totality of the number of people that just physically reside in a state to determine how many congressmen that state gets, then why wouldn't you count tourists? Why wouldn't you count vacationers? Why wouldn't you count just people that just, you know, kind of passing through? You see, what makes this country unique is that we allocate political power, and we allocate political power by the number of citizens in the states, and then the states divide those citizens up into congressional districts. Or to take it even down further, the states divide it up into the number of Senate districts and the number of House districts in a state. If sovereignty belongs to the people, then I would argue that that sovereignty belongs to citizens alone. It doesn't belong to people who aren't here legally. It doesn't belong to a diplomat. Would you think that we should count a diplomat's family? So let's say the British ambassador is living in Montgomery County, Maryland. We should count him and his kids for the number of people that, or she and her kids, the number of people living in that household, in the totality of people living in Montgomery County, Maryland? No, you'd think that was absurd. Well, then, isn't it equally absurd that we would count an illegal alien when it comes to allocating the number of representatives at either the federal or the state level? But there are states that are bloated by millions of non-citizens, by millions of illegal aliens, including those in violation of the law, some who are even felons, who leverage their sheer physical presence to seize more seats in Congress, more electoral votes, more control over the machinery of government. You want to know why Democrats want more illegal aliens in here? Because most of the blue states don't ever want to have an ID requirement. They just want to count the number of people Let's just have census takers just go through and just count the number of people without caring about where they're from, how long they lived here, or anything else. How many on this day, at this point of time, are there people living in Colorado, and that's going to determine how many congressmen we get. It's insane. But more than insane, it's a distortion that's created on purpose. It's a conscious, deliberate strategy pursued by the Democrats. It's kind of like a, you know, it's kind of like the old Tammany Hall in New York that has exchanged ballots for bodies, citizenship for just presence. And I think it's time we change that. Had, for example, had only citizens been counted after the 2020 census, Democrats would have lost at least 10 seats in the House of Representatives. Today, the House would stand with a Republican majority, not of just that precarious few, but of 27 seats. So I'm not exaggerating when I say that the fate of legislation, the survival of this republic, the structure of American liberty itself hinges on this fundamental issue. Who counts as being in the country in terms of our representation, in terms of how many congressmen Colorado gets? It should be citizens. It should not be just who's here. And the founders, they weren't confused about that when they talked about we, the people of the United States. I'll be right back.
Oh, wow, honey, I love it. It's so beautiful and so sparkly.
Just like you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
I'll wear it every day. It goes with everything.
This Mother's Day, wow, Mom, with spirit-lifting, outfit-making, express-your-love jewelry. Shop JTV.com/mom for wow-worthy and budget-friendly styles.
I'm never taking it off.
Another wow factor? Sign up for JTV Text and get $30 off. If she loves jewelry, she'll love JTV.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program.
You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Event Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Example of that. Governor Bob Ferguson in Washington has signed into law the most, I think, outrageous illegal reparations program in the entire country. It now gives down payments, taxpayer money, down payments of $120,000, that's a hell of a down payment, to black first-time homebuyers. And you don't have to show any proof that you've ever been discriminated when it comes to housing.
Right. Step right up.
Yes,
let's
you're
do
part
it.
Of history now.
This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Washington State's Covenant Homeownership Program provides down payment and closing cost assistance for lower-income, first-time homebuyers. Lawmakers created the program to address the disproportionate impacts of racial redlining in Washington State. House Bill 1696 modifies the program by adjusting the area median income threshold for program eligibility, introducing loan forgiveness, and modifying the oversight committee membership. This modification will create more opportunities to close the racial homeownership gap, which is a very important goal for all of us here in Washington State. We so appreciate everybody who made this legislation possible. We know it's been, like any legislation, challenging.
Yes.
This one has its share of challenges, as we know.
Yes.
But Representative Taylor has been a real champion of this legislation, and so we appreciate your leadership in particular. Thank you very much. And with that, I'm pleased to sign this legislation into law. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And let's take a photo.
Let's take a photo. You folks in Washington have a really weird governor. Now, to translate that out of the Marxism, what Bob Ferguson is saying is that blacks get their houses heavily subsidized by other people on a coercive basis because, well, they're just lucky enough to have been born oppressed. And they were born oppressed because they were born black. Now, the website The Center Square reported on this before it was even signed into law. Republicans tried to attach an amendment that would at least exclude those convicted of sex crimes. Can we at least, even if you're black, if you've been convicted of a sex crime, can we at least exclude you from this giveaway of 120 grand? Nope, Democrats shot that down too. So, how much gratitude do taxpayers get for that money? This is Representative Jamila Taylor. He's from the 30th District Federal Way in the Washington State House.
Maybe they might want to call me a monkey today because I want to participate in our inclusive economy. This is getting ridiculous.
The people in my community
are asking for restorative justice. They're asking for us to repair the harms that previous members of this institution, and I would venture dare to say, Mr. Speaker, some current members.
Oh. So they're going to call Republicans racist and then claim that the racist Republicans want to call the black woman a monkey. I mean, this is how absurd things are in Washington State. And remember that it'll never be enough, because the more that Marxism is able to take a foothold, the more they'll expand this to other things. Now, if I just said to you, without any context at all, I think we ought to have a government program that just, you know, government program, which means taxpayer money, so that all taxpayers in your state will give $120,000 to Native Americans to put down on a house. Now, whites, blacks, Asians, you can't apply. You'd find that horribly offensive. At least I hope you would. What if I said, okay, well, instead we're going to take taxpayer money, even from poor white people who maybe are paying some taxes. They're certainly paying some sales tax or something, but we're going to take whatever taxes they pay at the state level, and we're going to give black people $120,000 for a down payment on a home. But all of you whites, Asians, and the others, you can't do it either. Or let's apply it to Presbyterians versus Catholics, or Protestants versus Catholics. Or let's apply it to gay versus straight. Let's apply it to, you know, whatever immutable characteristic you can think of, you would find it offensive. Why do we not find this offensive? And why is it the states continue to do this kind of coercive activity that, you know, just reverse the roles for a minute. These two women, these two state reps that accused Republicans of being racist and said that you might as well call me a monkey, what if the roles were reversed? And what if we were just going to take money from black people and give it to first-time white home buyers? Well, they go ballistic. Oh, that's racist. That's discriminatory. You can't do that. Well, that's exactly what you're doing here. So why is it right one place and wrong the other place? Oh, because it's cultural Marxism. That's exactly why. Good grief. Don't forget, subscribe to that podcast, and you can text me anytime. Thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Tune again next weekend. I'll see you then. Take care.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.